Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aiutale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Welcome back to His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to help us live productive and fulfilling lives, even through tragic circumstances such as disabilities. Today, I have a guest joining us, and it's my friend and coworker, Tracy Ramirez. Tracy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me today, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. There's typically some anxiety I've noticed with people when they meet handicapped people. And being a handicapped person myself, I know that there's my end of the conversation or the encounter with somebody. And there's a person who's walking and their anxiety. Being out in public and people that are in wheelchairs and have deformities, we go through things. It's really quite a stress. And I had my husband on a couple weeks ago. We shared his experience in meeting me for the first time and what that was like. And it was very interesting. And I wanted to talk today about, Tracy, your first memories of how you felt when you were asked to come become a caregiver and when, you know, we just met for the first time and became friends. Can you tell us what your feelings were about meeting me before you got there?
I was quite nervous, actually. I had never had a relationship with anyone that was in a wheelchair before, so I absolutely had no preconceived notions as to what it was going to be like, but I was quite nervous, I can tell you that.
And what kind of thoughts were you having about why would you be nervous, you know?
Well, I was nervous because I didn't know how I was going to react. You know, was I going to stare too long? Was I going to be in your way if you were going to move someplace? If I had to help you, was it going to be too much help or not enough help? I mean, there was a million things going through my mind, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay, that's very typical. And I know that people who are caring for other people in the handicapped community, such as our employees, our caregivers, just so many people in the nursing field, you know, they have to deal with people with disabilities and elderly people every day. And there's a point where you get used to it and other people maybe become indifferent. And, you know, we want to encourage both sides of the community that deals with handicaps in a way today that they can understand or maybe improve their ability to deal with that situation. Tell me, had you been around other handicapped people before at all?
No, never.
So just other than passing by somebody in a store, you never talked to anybody in more than hello or goodbye?
No. In fact, most of the experiences that I had of seeing people in wheelchairs were probably people that were mentally handicapped, much more severe formalities than what you had.
Right, you know? Right. And so when somebody says you're going to meet this woman in a wheelchair, you have a mental picture in your mind of possibly what, you know, I might look a certain way and... there's just so many handicaps that people can have. I do understand. It's nervous even for me, being in a wheelchair, to meet somebody that's got a different handicap. And it's a little, I understand a little bit more because I do have my own limitations. But
I think we've even experienced that ourselves going out in public together, and we'll see someone in a wheelchair, and we almost kind of sit there and we compare, you know. Or sometimes they might have a gadget on their wheelchair that you think is really cool, mm-hmm. and you think, oh, I want to use that. Or, you know, you just want to go up to talk to them because their experiences, of course, are probably going to be quite different than yours.
Right, and each person has their own way of dealing with other people. Some people are very, very open and willing to talk and forward, and other people are very withdrawn and full of rejection and don't want to look into the eyes of the other people. A lot of people say they forget that I'm in a wheelchair, even though you can see that I am when you're with me. They forget my limitations. They try to hand me something normally, which is something that I can't take with one hand. My hands... are paralyzed, so I need two hands to grab something when I take it from someone. Do you feel that way? How did you come to the point we became comfortable with me?
Time, you know, just time, spending time with you, getting to know your personality, and just becoming friends. Of course, my nervousness definitely went away quite quickly. In fact, probably even from the first time that I met you, you were normal looking. You know, I don't want to mean that in a bad way, but you were not as severely disabled as I thought you were going to look from the description that I had had from other people. So that was really refreshing. And learning that you are not the chair, you know, the chair is just something that you use to get around in, but that definitely does not define you as a person. You have your own personality, your own ways of thinking, and by us becoming friends, you just don't see it anymore. You know, you're just Lynn. And at times that's a wonderful thing.
Okay. So I'm always trying to find out what might make other people feel comfortable, because I've had people say naturally that they feel that they know that my wheelchair sort of disappears after a few minutes, and I'm trying to find out why, so that I can, I mean, you know, pass that on to other people. We don't want people to see us in this wheelchair, and this wheelchair is not my personality. It's not me, and I still see myself as walking, you know. I still act like I'm walking. I think that's what it is, and that's why people forget, because, you know, my kids, I know my daughter, you know, we always laughed about the time she said that one of her friends, you know, asked her at school after they had met me, what's wrong with your mom? And she goes, what's wrong? You know, what happened? You know, right. she didn't realize that they were just speaking about the fact that I'm in a wheelchair. How did I get that way? And she had grown up with me. My kids, you know, we yell, we do all of the normal things that parents do. In fact, people joke around about, you know, in public they feel embarrassed, because if they're, you know, if we're having a little argument and they're, you know, treating me in a way that may be less than respectful, that they get really bad looks from people, because, you know, how can you talk to this lady in a wheelchair that way, you know? And we certainly, you know, so I have an advantage like that. But I think that we've come to the conclusion that not only my relationship with Christ gives me the confidence that I wouldn't otherwise have. And
I'm ready.
Having said that, I have more to say regarding what my relationship with God does for me. But before I do, I want to ask you another question. Compared to yourself, now, once you've met me and you've grown in a, you know, relationship with me, we started going out and having fun and, you know, really getting to know each other once you got past the wheelchair, and we found that our personalities clicked, and, you know, we grew into a not only a friendship but a business relationship, and it's just been really wonderful working with you, I have to say.
Thank you.
Your experience and in management before has just really, I couldn't have opened the company without you, so praise
you.
God for putting us together.
Yes.
But what's funny is when we go back now, after having known me for a while, and then you know, sometimes you introduce me to your friends, like when we went to California, and, you know, people, I used to say the same thing to Mark, watch what happens when, you know, people get to know me and then they want to introduce me to other people. I go, okay, here we go. Watch what happens to them. Watch how they, because remember, they're going to be nervous like you were when you started out. Do you remember anybody acting funny like you felt at first, and you had to go back and empathize with their feelings about, well, no, don't worry about that, you know, it's okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I told my friends that I was going out to California and I was bringing you with me, first off, they were just in awe. They couldn't believe that this person in this wheelchair was going to go traveling with me, you know, 3,000 miles across the country, and what was it going to be like once we got there, you know? And you were a definite inspiration to many people, because I think at times, even for myself, when I'm feeling down or low, or I'm having issues with my, you know, with my life, and I think how horrible my life is, you know, I look at you and I just think what an inspiration that you are, that, you know, not only are you dealing with the same type of issues and problems that we all have in our lives, but on top of the fact that you have to be in a wheelchair, I mean, that is just, you know, amazing. And the fact that you are just so positive about it all the time, and you don't let that hold you back. And that's something that I use, I think, in my life on an everyday basis when I feel that I just can't cross that mountain, or I can't get up today because it's just too hard. You know, I just think about what you do every day, and it's just awesome.
Well, it's always nice to know that God's using me to inspire other people and help them, you know, really appreciate what they have. I wondered if you had to get people past a certain uncomfortable feeling.
Oh, yes. I would have to explain to them just kind of like how you are, you know, and what you are in your, as far as your personality goes, you know, that you're okay with it. You're comfortable with your wheelchair. You're comfortable with meeting new people, that it's not something that is embarrassing to you. In fact, I think you embrace it at times, because it's always fun to meet new people and learn what they're all about. So I did have to explain to them when they, when I told them that you had five children, that, you know, you gave birth to them after you were in the accident, you know, of course they have a million and one questions. So, but giving them that introductory piece, I think, eased it as far as when they actually met you for the first time, you know.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for helping us out with this program, and we're at the end of our time, and we'll be talking to you again next week a little bit more with Tracy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.